In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus says, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today our Lord Jesus talks about going from the lowest to the highest. Jesus Christ was in the highest place of all, in heaven, at God's right hand. Yet he took the lowest place, born and laid in a manger of Mary, and then would be brought to the lowest place of all on the cross, so that we who are the lowest because of our sin and death and hell can be brought to the highest place in heaven through faith in Christ Jesus, who was ascended to the right hand of God and prepared this place for us. He came from the highest to the lowest, so we who are the lowest can be brought to the highest. This is what our Lord Jesus is speaking about today. What it's like in the kingdom of heaven is not a place of pride and arrogance, but a place of humility and mercy. During the Revolutionary War, a writer came across some soldiers who were trying to move a very heavy log without any success. And the corporal was standing by the men as they struggled, but he didn't help them. So the writer asked the corporal why he wasn't helping his men, and he replied, "I am the corporal. I give orders." So the rider silently dismounted. He went up and stood by the soldiers as they tried to lift the wood, and he got off his horse and he helped them, and with his help, the task was completed. The rider was George Washington, the commander-in-chief of the entire army. They had not recognized him in his civilian clothes. He quietly mounted his horse, and he went to the corporal and said, "Sir, the next time your men need help, send for the commander-in-chief." And as he rode away, the men were astounded. "That was General Washington who helped us." The corporal was ashamed. Though George Washington was the general of the entire army, had the highest rank of all, he humbled himself to assist his soldiers. The work needed to be done, and he could help them. This is true, humble leadership, assisting others, no matter how lowly they may be, serving them with humility and mercy. How much more has our Lord Jesus Christ served us with humility? He came to serve the lowly. He became lowly, the least among us, to raise us up over the proud of this world and the highest of people to his right hand in heaven, where we'll behold his glory from the lowest to the highest. This is what it's like in the kingdom of God. You know, there is no end to what a congregation can do with humble, lowly people who just want to serve and don't care who gets the credit. Because the life of a Christian is a life of humility, not because we're trying to manipulate people, but because this is who we are. How can we be anything but lowly and humble in view of our humble Lord Jesus Christ, who died and is now raised and lifts us up with him in heaven? So considering humility and service, let's first look at how Jesus, who had become lowly by sharing our flesh and blood, reaches out to heal the lowly among us. It was the Sabbath, the Saturday day of worship for the Jews. And after worship, Jesus is dining at the home of the ruler of the Pharisees. He's a wealthy man. And the lawyers and the scribes are sitting there and they're watching Jesus very closely. The rulers of the people made all kinds of rules about the day of the Sabbath, how many steps that you could take. They laid all these rules on the common people, which they couldn't keep because it made them look better in their eyes than the common people. But Jesus recognized their hypocrisy about helping the lowly, even on the Sabbath. And so suddenly a poor man walks in with dropsy, which today is called edema. A collection of water in a person's body can be caused by various insect bites or allergies or injuries. This accumulation of fluid, serous fluid around the body, causing swelling and disfiguration sometimes. With this edema or dropsy, this poor lowly man comes in. And so Jesus wants to show them what true lowliness is, but he knows their hypocrisy. So looking at this lowly man, he says to them, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? There is silence, because they even told people how many steps they could take on the Sabbath, and now Jesus is going to heal someone. So Jesus brings the man to him, heals him of his dropsy, and sends him away. And then he looks at the Pharisees and says, even on the Sabbath day, what would happen if your son or your ox fell in a well? Wouldn't you pull him out right away? You're breaking the Sabbath. You're doing work. They made no reply. And this is the point. It is always good, any time and any day, to show mercy to other people in need. Jesus is the Lord of our Sabbath rest. Jesus shows mercy to us in our need. Jesus shows mercy to you and me no matter what day of the week it is. Sabbath was made that we rest in Christ. And the lowly Jesus, who shares our flesh and blood, healed this lowly man and showed mercy to him in his need. Consider how the Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy constantly on you and me. We often fall into the pit of our own destruction like clumsy, stupid beasts. We fall into a pit and we are dismayed. But Christ has pulled us out of that pit, no matter what day of the week it is, by bending down low to us here on earth, being born of the Virgin Mary and humbling himself even to death on the cross. He has rescued from the pit of your own delusion. He has pulled you out of the pit of your own destruction and says, come, my friend, come into this banquet and feast, because I, your Lord, your Savior, am also your friend and your Redeemer. Come, I have died for you. Come now, sit at my table. This is how Jesus heals the lowly, heals and assists you and me. The second thing we see in this text about lowliness is how we are called to sit in the lowest place, not the highest place. In Jesus' day at a wedding banquet and feast, they had a very strict rule, had very strict rules of exactly where you would sit. This is very similar to you when you have a wedding banquet and feast and you have name cards on the tables. And of course, the most important people of the family members, the people that are in the wedding party sit up close to the bride and the groom. And then farther away are the less important gifts. The picture here is that you come waltzing into some wedding banquet and feast, and you walk up and sit at the head table, and nobody even knows who you are. And they come up to you and say, what are you doing here? Go sit over there. And then you, in utter shame, with your head down, have to go sit towards the back. Jesus is saying the lowly and humble way in which we live as Christians is that coming into this banquet, we sit at the lowest place. We sit over to the side, so that if the person and the host says, friend, come move up to the higher place, then we are honored in the presence of all. What Jesus is saying here is not that you use this principle to advance yourself. No. He says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Because of our sin, we deserve hell and damnation. And when we realize that, we are humbled, we are crushed. And then he says, my friend, I died so you may live. I died as the shepherd for the sheep. You who humbled yourself before me will be exalted. When we confess our sins in the divine service, and when we hear absolution in Christ's forgiveness, we have been humbled before God and then exalted by the gospel. And the gospel is this. Jesus, the exalted Son of God, humbled himself. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He suffered outside the city gate at Calvary. The sprinkling of his blood was the blood on the altar of the cross. He bled real blood from his brow and his face and his hands and his side and his feet. He endured the reproach of people. But through him, we have the sacrifice of praise because in his name and baptized into his name through faith in Christ Jesus, we are now given a wedding banquet, a wedding garment through which we can come to the wedding banquet of the righteousness of Christ. And it's a white gown, but it is made white by the blood of the Lamb. Thus, Christ humbled himself to lift us up before him. Christ became lowly so he could lift us up. How does this affect the way we live our lives? He says, now you invite the lowly to dinner. Jesus concludes his discussion by saying, now if you have a banquet, don't at this banquet and feast invite all these people that are going to repay you, your friends, your brothers, your relatives, and all the rich people on the block, because they're going to repay you and they'll invite you to their party. No, instead, invite the people that are helpless, truly needy, the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. In Jesus' day, there was no Social Security. There was no health care. There was just people that were poor, crippled, lame, and blind who sat by the side of the road and would beg for alms for the poor. They were truly needy, and they were obligated to help these people in their need because they cannot repay you. But you will be repaid, Jesus says, at the resurrection of the just. Part of us realizing that Jesus became the lowliest among us is realizing we are not going to judge people by how much money they make or the clothes they wear or the car they drive or the house they live in. God doesn't care about any of that stuff. He looks at the heart. When you look at another human being, no matter what color skin they may be, they may have a disease on their skin, they may be blind, they may be deaf and lame. You look at that person as a person Christ has redeemed and you say, I will help especially those who are needy. Teenagers, this means all those kids at school that the other kids make fun of because they're not the cool kids, you go out of your way to befriend that person, to be kind and thoughtful to that person in humility. Those of you who are in college, you recognize arrogant people when you see them. Seek out the people that have humility of heart, who have a real character to them. And those are the kinds of people that you should make your friends. And all of us here at Trinity Lutheran Church, School and Campus Ministry, the reason we have these ministries here is to reach out to people in our community, no matter what nationality they are, no matter whether they're wealthy or poor, inviting them into this banquet and feast in heaven prepared for us in the land's kingdom, which has no end. Jesus truly became weak on the cross so that he could clothe us in wedding garments and righteousness. The truly lowly one is the one who enables us to joyfully help those who are in need. St. Paul describes exactly how Jesus did this in Philippians 2. You've heard these words all your life, but we can never hear these enough. Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the lowest place for us and humbled himself to death upon the cross, in his glorious resurrection through faith in his name, lift you up from the lowliest place to the highest place. In Hebrews, that's demonstrated that we really understand that kind of lowliness and humility because we exhibit brotherly love, hospitality to strangers, visit our Christian brothers and sisters in prison because of their faith. We honor marriage, no sexual immorality or adultery among us. Be content with what you have and don't have the love of money. Remember your spiritual leaders. Avoid all false teaching. Praise God and give to those who are in need. Share with others. Watch over your souls as your pastors and leaders do as well, with joy in your hearts, rejoicing that in Christ Jesus, who was humbled for us, we are lifted up into heaven with him. Christ Jesus, the highest, took the lowest place, so we who are low can be brought to the highest. Praise be to this Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us this much, to bring us from the lowest to the highest. May that be a reality in our lives. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.